This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Is it disturbance? Can you hear the disturbance?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين Always forever we begin with the praise, the thanks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, our creator and our sustainer And we send our love and our greetings, our salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions, and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, who has blessed us with a month of Ramadan. We made dua, Ya Allah, let us reach Ramadan. He gave us Ramadan, and he gave us 29 days of Ramadan. And this, subhanallah, the last Jumu'ah, possibly the last day of this year, Ramadan, If we are very, very fortunate, we'll fast tomorrow. But most likely, tomorrow would be Eid. And with this being the last few hours, potentially, of Ramadan, a few important points for us to discuss before we conclude in our series on dream crafting, our dua series. It's at these points in time, as you take this afternoon to reflect on your Ramadan and to ask, did I achieve the objective Allah had given to me? The objective was, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ Allah says, I want you to fast, not to be hungry, not because there's a shortage of food. I want you to fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ So that you may have a deeper relationship with me at the end of Ramadan. That you may feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope and I pray that all of us feel spiritually closer to our Creator. Because we went 30 days or 29 days. Every time we wanted to eat something or drink something, we said, nope. My Creator said, wait until sunset. We pushed ourselves in the evening to make that salah because my Creator said, spend the evenings in salah, in prayer. Leave off your sleep and focus on ibadah. And alhamdulillah, by doing that and giving off bad habits and increasing good habits, we hope that inshallah, may Allah accept all our acts of worship, that we are now closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we were at the beginning. And Even though we only have a few hours left of the month, we remember the hadith of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he says, verily a man may appear to be of the people of Jahannam. He may be living a very, very bad life. And then towards the end, the last few moments of his life, or the last few months or days of his life, he changes. And he does the deeds of the people of Jannah, and he dies on that, and he enters Jannah, and vice versa. And so the point is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمُ. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that actions are judged by the way you end them. So it's not yet Eid. It's not yet over. For those who haven't done enough, you still have an afternoon. For those who feel, alhamdulillah, I've done good, don't spoil it. And so end off on a high. What a beautiful way to give off the end of Ramadan in recitation. Yes, you will be fasting, but in recitation or dua at the best. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to understand, he would fast on a Monday and a Thursday. Why? Why on a Monday and a Thursday? Because he says, on Mondays and Thursdays, that is when my record is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will hope that I end my record in the best way possible. You want the record to be covered with the most beautiful deed. So think in your heart, what can I end my Ramadan now, the last few hours? How can I end it in the most beautiful way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? End of on a high. And Allah will judge, inshallah, the entire Ramadan like that. Also, remember,